Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, amen, in Westbury, New York, 11590. But most important, we are seated in heavenly places. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That location that I gave you in Westbury is a physical location, but our spiritual location is that we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus, is that we are not earthbound, praise God, that we are in the presence of the Father, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, that we are with Christ seated at his right hand, that all the resources and the provision of heaven, whatever it is that you may stand in need of, by faith you can obtain it, because there is a provision here for you today. Amen. Praise God. So don't be afraid to put a demand on the supernatural and divine. Don't be afraid to believe past what you can see. Don't be afraid to cry out to God and say, only you can make me clean. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. My God, my God, help yourself to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. My God, cry out to Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Cry out till he bring you out. Cry out, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. We want to give you an invitation today that you may clap your hands and stomp your feet. We want to give you an invitation that you may praise him, hallelujah, in your capacity to, and maybe he'll increase your capacity that you can praise him even better. In the name of Jesus, praise God. I tell you, whatever you need today, God got it. We want to give you the invitation. Hallelujah. After you leave the line to peruse the website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, praise God, or to download the church app, amen, and the name of the church app in your Google Play Store or Apple Store is Corner Space Stone Space Deliverance Space Church, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. In the beginning of the service, even as you are being blessed, we also want to give it to you now, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, ways that you can give. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You can give to the work of Jesus Christ. And I said the work of Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ, he is our high priest. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we give, we're giving unto him. We're not giving unto a man. Praise God. We're not giving to a woman. And we're giving to God directly by faith. We are obeying him by faith. Praise God. And you can give through the Cash App $CSDC12. Praise God. Or you can give, amen, through the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Or you could give through the PayPal, amen. And that email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. Beloved, or you could give through Zelle, and that email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. Beloved, hallelujah, Jesus. I want to encourage you today to give how you want to be blessed. Praise God. Yeah. Put a demand on God this morning. Don't wait. You want a hundredfold. Amen. Praise God. Give how you want to be blessed. Step out on faith this morning. Praise God. Say, I know there is a blessing in the room for me. Praise God. I know as long as the earth remains, that seed time and harvest will not cease. Praise God. I know that if I have a seed in the ground, praise God. Hallelujah. My harvest is present. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we just want to bless you this morning that even in your giving and your obedience to giving, that God expands you. Amen. That he increase you. Praise God. That he increase your capacity that you can receive more and even more. Praise God. That the devourer for the tithers is rebuked. There is a rebuke on the Lord. Amen. For every devourer, no matter how he come, no matter how he changes his name and his face or what he call himself, he's rebuked. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he can't hide from God. I said the rebuke of the Lord. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. If you want to know what it looks like for the windows of heaven to be opened up and for blessings to be poured out, look at the time of Noah. The Bible says that the heavens was open, and at the time of Noah and the flood, that flood was so bad because God opened up the heavens and the water above the firmament was pouring out. Praise God. That's how serious this thing is. God says that I will open up the windows of heaven. He's telling you that he's giving you a greater access in your giving than you ever had before. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We believe in God for his provision in the 12-month cycle, that him blessing and giving us is not like ever before. Amen. Why? Because he's blessing us. He's taking us to abundance. He already said that we will live life and live it more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. But this is a supernatural divine blessing in this 12-month cycle. Amen. I believe it's abundance on top of abundance. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we will not be living or beneath our privilege. Amen. Because God is our provision. Amen. Yeah. He is our provider. He is the source of every resource, praise God. But can he trust you? Can he trust you, praise God? Listen, every time God give us something, he's trying our faith. Can he trust you? Can he trust you? Are you trustworthy today? So be a trustworthy servant of the Lord. And give, give, give. And give it in Jesus' name, beloved. Give it in purpose. Give it intentional. Give it to bring glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. At this point, I'm going to release the line to our very own Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. Amen. Praise God that she may lead us in praise, worship, and testimony, beloved.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and the woman of God has already led us in, my God, before the throne of grace this morning. And she said, be intentional. Hallelujah. Be intentional with your praise. Be intentional with everything that you do unto the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to come before your presence this morning. Glory to God, for we know it was you that brought us here, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is a song on my heart this morning. God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Amen. Jesus.
God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I'm going to say it again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. The word of God says in Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth is endured to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Asia said, we are sitting in heavenly places. Since we're sitting in heavenly places with the Lord, are you going to sit on your seat, or are you going to stand up and be counted? Let's bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. Hallelujah. On purpose. Glory to God. I woke up this morning with a line.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Laid on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stand on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stand on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stand on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stand on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind. Stand on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise
glory
the
to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. We're opening up the floor, like the woman of God said, for whoo, praise and worship services as unto God. If there be a testimony, testify. If you have a song, then sing. Glory to God. We will be limiting ourselves in everything that we do because we want to do things in decency and in order.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the Lord have his way. But go ahead and testify while you have a chance. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God this morning. Oh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
To the glory of God our Father. Thank you, Lord God. As I sit in this traffic, hallelujah, God has shown me through the word that has been spoken this morning, hallelujah, on purpose, hallelujah. He has a purpose for my life that he has planted himself within me. I will continue to press my way toward that mark for the prize and the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my heart, my mouth. In Jesus' name, I'm in the midst of traffic. I'm going to go on mute because it is real bad out here, and you will not be able to hear me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
I thank God just for being on the line this morning, being obedient. To my pastor, too. Glory to the name of
Praise
Jesus.
God.
Even
Hallelujah.
Through it all. God knows the reason. He knows the purpose in my life. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I don't have no sad song to sing, no sad testimony today, but I'm just glad to be in the midst, Lord God, again, being just being obedient to my pastor. But just hearing that phrase from Mother Wright, glory to God, I just thank God that God sent his warren angels, glory to God, around them or and her this morning in the name of Jesus by the precious blood. And I do praise God this morning to the highest form, glory to God. I didn't wake up, glory to God. I haven't slept in a couple of nights. But then again, I'm praising God, again, just for being here and the situation that I'm in, because I ask God, if it's for me, glory to God, let me turn my plate down. Glory to God. Let me teach me how, glory to God, to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to the name
of Jesus.
He said that we could do even more miracles and things that he could do. Glory to the name Glory to God that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, not tomorrow, but right now. Glory to God. We carry the power. My Lord, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. I told him this morning anything that's on my mind, glory to God, when it comes to things, family, otherwise, glory to God. I asked him to teach me how to pray, because in the second, glory to God, it will be done.
Glory
amen.
Even carry it over even in 1 second. Do it right then. As it comes out of my Sunday,
Jesus, hallelujah.
Because if I believe, like the word says, it be done. And that's glory to God. Shall in the scripture is a promise. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being sick and tired of the enemy. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. Glory to God. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care which way he
comes.
Hallelujah.
I find it right now in the name of Jesus.
And I thank God for the sister this morning, because I got up with that song on my mind this morning.
Thank you, Father.
I do praise him this morning, not to take up the time. In the mighty name of In the name of Jesus,
Satan, you have to flee. Oh, who can come and stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have a victory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, who can come and stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, for
endowment
from on high, his
power,
work and power in the name of the Lord. Apostle Asia said, we are not no secret agents, my God.
Hallelujah.
Doing everything outwardly and intentionally. Glory to God, to the glory and the honor of God. And he woke us up this morning. He has started us on our way. He has allowed us to see
Hallelujah.
A new day. So I had a lot
of
glory to God. Somebody ought to stand up and be
Hallelujah.
Counted.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else with a moment? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank and praise God for being home. It's good to be home. I think
praise
that I praise God,
God
for his grace and mercy. When we came back, it was over a 16-hour flight, and God kept us safe the whole time. There was no guarantee that we were going to land safely. But
thank
God.
You.
Amen.
And I thank God even while we were in that particular region and territory, and we just had people just trying to rip us off left, right, and center. One guy took us in the wrong way to one of the sites, and we had to climb, literally, we had to hike through this mountain for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And if you went the wrong way or if you slipped, you would literally fall off the mountain. And I had a hard time getting up there and had some wheezing going on, and I had my albuterol and prednisone. I had to take that, and we had to stop. And we were trying to get over that mountain before it got too dark because then we would see, and God just made a way for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then we had to walk
Hallelujah.
Out of that place, like, maybe 6 hours through the whole entire place. My legs hurt so bad. I just thank and I praise God for just keeping us safe. Even as we was riding late at night, it's not like the States. It was like really, really dark. And we got to a checkpoint. We got these, the military had armed weapons. And that seemed to be customary to go into the hotel. You had to go through what was like in the airport, and you had to go through a metal detector, and they had security at the hotels because of the threat of bombing in Jordan. And God just kept me safe. I had peace the entire time. I was
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The entire time. But when we came to this particular checkpoint late that night, I thought that we were crossing the border of Syria, which we were trying to avoid, and I was so worried. But God gave us favor. As soon as they saw that we were American citizens, they were like, welcome, welcome. And even when we made our way to Israel, they did the same thing. And I just think and I praise God because it didn't have to be that way. We could have ended up with a flat tire. somewhere in the middle of nowhere where no one could get to us, not sure how to get out of that place. But God just kept us safe. And, you know, in the water we could have gotten, you know, diseases that are not customary to here. But I just think and I praise God that we are back.
Hallelujah.
And that we are well.
Yeah,
I had COVID the entire time. And when I came home initially, I mean, I had COVID a few weeks ago. When I came home initially, my back hurt. And I thought, oh, here we go again. But I'm well this morning. And
Hallelujah.
I do not.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm pretty sure she had COVID. She just didn't want to get tested. But she was sick a majority of the time. But I just thank and praise God for his traveling grace and mercy, for just even making a way for me to be there, because he knew. I told him a long time ago that I wanted to travel, and I used to be so afraid to fly, but now I'm getting on 16-hour flights, and that's something.
Come on
God.
Now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I praise him for the opportunity to have that experience, and I had the opportunity to witness to someone, and maybe sending her a Bible, and I just think and I praise God because they're Muslim there, and she was a Christian, and she didn't really know about fasting, and we had this whole conversation about fasting, and she's just excited about Jesus and
Hallelujah.
How her life. And so I know that God is not just taking me, and I believe he took me all the way to that region and in that territory to witness to that one soul, and to his
Amen.
Name all the glory, honor, and praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the woman of God back safe and sound. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for watching
God. Hallelujah.
In her, for keeping her. We magnify you and we say thank you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Never let life's problems get you down. When those problems come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah, anyhow.
Hallelujah.
I'm singing hallelujah, anyhow.
Yes, Jesus.
Never let life's problems get you down. When those problems come your way, lift your hands to God and say, hallelujah, anyhow.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Will there be another testimony to glory and honor of God? Hallelujah.
My Lord. Yes, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
I got a river of life flowing out of me.
Thank you, Lord.
It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. The open prison doors set the captives free.
Yeah.
I got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up for wells in my soul, spring up for wells and make me whole, spring up for wells and give to me that life abundantly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I got a river of life flowing out of me. He makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. He opened prison doors, set the captives free. Oh, I got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up, oh well, within my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life of
abundantly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, that's my testimony this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for the deposit of eternity, the down payment of the inheritance of my salvation and my eternal life. Praise God. He's dwelling on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when my body is aching in pain, hallelujah, the deposit on the inside will spring up and make me whole. Praise God. I'm talking about Jesus on the inside. Huh? I'm talking about resurrection and life on the inside. Huh? I'm talking about the power of God on the inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got a river of life flowing out of us. Hallelujah,
Lord,
Jesus.
Yes.
Whole glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. You are the blessing this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You got what you need, praise God. You got what you need. If you would just stir up the gift that is on the inside. Victory is on the inside. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory. The champion, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. The champion of it all, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. We could choose to walk in so many things, doubt, unbelief, faith, hallelujah. But we have to choose intentionally to walk in the victory, hallelujah. We have to choose victory today. We have
hallelujah.
To choose the champion today. We have to believe that when he finished it at the cross, that he finished it all, and that nothing can be added to that work. Not a medication, not a pill, hallelujah, not another kingdom system. There is nothing greater than the government that is upon his shoulders. We got the victory, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Those
Father.
Of you that know the power and the strength of prayer, amen. Please pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. You're the fairest of 10,000. Bless your name. Oh, how we love you. How we love you. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. How we love you. How we love you. You're the fairest of 10,000. Bless your name. I sing praise to your name, oh Lord. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. Praises to your name. Jesus, he's my King. I sing praises to your name. 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 His name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
His name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fix it, Jesus. Work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle. We need a miracle, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus, Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we thank you, amen, for the service this morning. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. That last song, I sing praises to your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah, sweet Jesus. Yes. The song before that, hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, walking in the authority that God has for us. We thank God for every testimony, every song of praise. Amen, praise God. We thank God this morning, hallelujah, for your service. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, we pray another level of glory upon the woman of God life and upon your life. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, intentionally, praise God, our faith is geared toward the God-breath word this morning.
Yes.
Amen, praise God, that we may receive by faith. Amen, yes. Hallelujah. I'm being intentional with my words this morning.
Hallelujah.
Because without faith, you cannot please him. Amen. So that we can receive by faith his provision for us this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. I don't know what you need, but God knows what you need. Praise God. Sometimes we don't know what we need, but God knows. Amen. Praise God. So, Father, will you get all in our desires this morning? Will you make our desires your desires, my God? Will you bring about your purpose and your plan for our life? We surrender our will this morning, my God, unto your will, that we will be wrapped up and tied up in your will, oh God, that only your will be at work, oh God. Even now do our will bow down in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We lay it down this morning. We have a total surrender unto thee this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, God. Oh, God, we won't call on any other name but Jesus. We're not calling on the name of the infirmity, but the name of Jesus. We're not calling on the name of the affliction, but the name of Jesus. We're not calling on the name of the trouble, but the name. I said the matchless name of Jesus. We're calling on our hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name.
Yes,
hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I said hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are not secret agents. We are not secret saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The redeemed of the Lord must say so. Praise God. We can't help it. It's like fire shut up in our bones. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, beloved. Hallelujah. Beloved, I ask that you turn with me this morning, amen. Intentionally, we're going to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, and may God, hallelujah, begin to minister to you even as the scriptures are being read. Praise God. May your lenses shift. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. May you see beyond what you see. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. May you see the Lord's provision for you. Amen. We can only do what God is doing. We have to be intentional to do what God is doing, to receive the provision the way he is giving it unto us in this 12-month cycle or in this 10-year cycle. Amen. Praise God. So we know that this is a cycle of abundance. Amen. And expansion. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That this right here is a 10-year cycle of breakthrough. Amen. And we know that the sun is speaking because it is the decade of the mouth. Amen. Praise God. It is the decade of pay. Praise God. Amen. And so I want to bring to your attention that as we begin to read the word, I want to remind you that God blessed Abram. Amen. There was a blessing for Abram. Just like there was a blessing for Abram, there is a blessing for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you have to be positioned and postured to receive that blessing. Amen. Praise God. Even Abram had to get to that place. He had to go to the place that God told him to go to get his blessing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to be positioned and postured properly. And I bind the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. And I cancel your assignment in Jesus' name. I command you to walk in dry places. You have no authority here. For we are the living and we are in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Death cannot abide here in Jesus' name. I cancel the assignment of death in the name of Jesus by the blood. Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you. It is the hand of God that binds you. And it is the blood of Jesus that is working against you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, beloved, we are going right on to, amen, Genesis chapter 22. Praise God. I ask that when you get it, say amen. Praise God, that you can bear witness of the God-breathed word yourself. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody got it? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to read this word into your hearing, for faith come by hearing. And by hearing of the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham answered back, God, this sounds like a conversation to me. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Amen. God still has Abraham walking by faith. He told him to go to the Mount of Moriah, but he said, I will tell you once you get there where to sacrifice. Amen. Beloved, it is very important that we be in constant fellowship with God, that our ears are always inclined to hear his voice, not just in the morning when you rise and you have your quick prayer, not just when you bow down on your knees, but I'm telling you, when you're going throughout your day, you have to be able to incline your spiritual ear, the ears of your spirit. My God, you have to have your spiritual senses activated that you can hear the command of the Lord, because I heard the Bible say that the righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord, whether you be the he man or the she man. I want to elevate your mind that you can go higher this morning. When it said man, it wasn't just speaking about the he man. Whether you be the he man or the she man, you ought to have your ear, your spiritual ear, your spiritual sense inclined. My God, my God. Oh, yes, God did make you a multitasker. You can hear in this rim and you can hear in the spirit. Yes, you can, beloved. There's not a greater complex computer, amen, better than the creation of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. There's not a motherboard that can match it, because we was made in his image and in his likeness. We was given his creativity, my God. He gave us authority, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Abraham immediately got up and he began to obey. Beloved, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the posture and the position that we ought to have if we're going to please God. Obedience is the posture and the position to receive the blessing. Praise God. Being in step and in stride with the Spirit is the way to take. Praise God. When we're in the way of Christ, we are in the way of obedience. Praise God. This is why God has been speaking, obey, 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 obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. God spoke so much. I'm believing that obey is a seasoning, that it must be a fragrance. Amen. I might just have to release a perfume called obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus, my God. I might just pray over this perfume so the fragrance of God can be all in it. Praise God. That when people buy it, they know, hallelujah, that the power of God is present. Praise God. I'm talking about obedience over sacrifice, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Praise God. Abram heard the word of the Lord. Praise God. And he rose early in the morning. Praise God. And he positioned and postured himself. Praise God. When Abram went, hallelujah, I didn't hear the Bible say that he had a drum, or he had a violin, or he had a flute. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God wants to elevate our mind and take us higher. He said true worship is a lifestyle of obedience. For Abram, in his obedience, the fragrance of obedience, the posture of obedience, I said the sin of obedience was all over Abraham. It was sweet to the nostril of God. For Abraham said, in his obedience, that me and the lad, we go up to worship. So Abram, worship was a lifestyle of obedience to whatever it is that God spoke. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then this is how Abram was going to receive the promise, because he believed God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, stay with me here. God got a blessing for you today. And Abram, hallelujah, like I said, he didn't take, hallelujah, a flute. But the Bible says in verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Sometimes in us moving in obedience with God, we take him more than we need. Abram did not take, hallelujah, his servants. They only went part of the way. Beloved, you need the spirit of discernment. Everybody ain't going with you all the way. They may go with you part of the way. Abraham was going in the presence of God. He was going in the presence of God, and he took the only thing that he needed to obey God. Abraham didn't take nobody that did not have no faith. Praise God, hallelujah. He took the lad, he took the wood, he took the knife, because this sacrifice had to die. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Bible says he took the fire. Praise God, hallelujah. Beloved, what are you taking? Hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. What are you taking, praise God? Are you taking things that you don't need? Are you taking things that are not effective or effectual for what it is that God is doing in your life? Sometimes we got to lay aside every weight that will easily beset us if we're not going the same way. And if you don't believe what God is saying unto me in this season, if you're not a part of the vision, praise God, hallelujah, you can walk with me part of the way, but the rest of the way, I got to take all my faith. I got to take everything that God put in me. I got to hold on to the vision and the word. I got to obey him if nobody else don't want to. Hallelujah, Jesus, the cross before me and the world behind me. I love when the old saints used to say, if nobody else don't go with me, oh Lord, I go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. And beloved, in verse 7, the word of God says, and Isaac spake unto Abraham. This is a father-to-father relationship. God gave Abram a son in his old age, when he was past the age of fruitfulness. God gave him a son, the very blessing and the promise that God gave unto Abraham. He told Abraham to give it back to me, sacrifice him, offer him up, beloved. Beloved, some of us, we hold fast to the blessing over the blesser. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God is shifting your focus, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's telling you the very thing that you ought to value over the other. I want to tell you this day that whatever provision God gives unto you, praise God, he had the right to proclaim it for himself. Oh, yes, he do. You got to know that your faith is going to be tried with everything that he entrusts in your hand. God will try your faith. He will bless you, and then he will tell you, give me what I blessed you with. Praise God, he wants to know that you didn't get so wrapped up and tied up with the blessing, that you don't love the blessing more than you love the blesser. He wants to know that you still have a posture of total surrender. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. If you would just elevate your mind and come to know that the blessing is his anyway. Truth be told, you are his in all your substance, in all your children, in all your provision. The earth is his in everything that dwelleth within it. I heard the Bible say, hallelujah, Jesus. So we see a father-to-father relationship here. Abraham has a relationship with Isaac, just as God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham obeyed. So Isaac is speaking unto his father, and Isaac said in verse 7, and Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son, and he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb or for a burnt offering? Listen, Abraham's son knew something about sacrificing. He knew something about worship. He knew something about offering a burnt offering unto God. Oh, yes, he did. And Abraham answered the son, hallelujah, Jesus, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Abraham is prophesying, but Abraham already knew that, hallelujah, that Isaac was the sacrifice. But Abraham also knew that God gave me a blessing. And he said, out of this blessing, hallelujah, Jesus, will come all my generations, that I will have so many children that cannot be numbered. It will be like the stars. I will have as many children as the sea, as the sand at the seashore. Hallelujah, Jesus. So all the way, even when Abraham didn't understand it, praise God, he obeyed God anyway. Sometimes we want to understand it. We tell God, make it clear unto us. Before I move, give me clarity. But you got to learn how to be like Abraham in this season. For you're on the need to know basis, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. If God said that he's going to bless you, if he said that healing is yours, divine help is divine provision, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, you have to know, hallelujah, that God is able to do just what he said. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Abram went on in obedience, praise God. He said, the Lord will provide the lamb himself. Abraham knew that Jehovah Jireh was his provider. Praise God, hallelujah. Can you obey God when you don't understand? Can you obey God when it does not make no sense? Will that be you? Well, this word today comes to build your faith, that you don't have to understand what God said to obey him, that you can be like Abraham, for he is your father. You are the son and the daughter of the free. Praise God, hallelujah. You got, hallelujah, Jesus. You got the grace to move in obedience, even when you don't understand it. Hallelujah. You got the grace to trust God anyhow, and stand up and prophesy the plan of God for your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Abraham, hallelujah. The Bible did not say, hallelujah, Jesus, that Abraham, praise God, doubted God at all. He had 3 long days in his journey, praise God, from the time that God spoke it. The Bible said 3 days later, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, 3 days that he was going to sacrifice his only son, 3 days that he was going to give back to God the blessing that God has given unto him. Beloved, hallelujah, are you willing to give back the blessing? Don't close your hand, because a closed hand can't receive anything. In order to receive from God, your hand must be open, open to give and open to receive. Hallelujah, Jesus, whatever your blessing is or whatever it may be, faith will keep your hand open, ready to receive, ready to give, ready to lay it down at the master's call, at the order of the master. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is ministering to you today. This is a message of readiness. He's telling you to be ready to be blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if your hand is closed, you can't grab hold of the blessing. A closed fist can't grab hold of anything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up your hand. Throw up holy hands today that you may receive from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And verse 12 says, verse 11 says, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. Hallelujah. And said, Abram, Abram. He said, here I am. Oh, let me go back, beloved. Just give me a minute. And verse 10 says, oh, glory to God's name. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am I. And he said in verse 12, hallelujah, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withhold thy son, thine only son from me. God don't want you to withhold anything from him. The fear of the Lord will make you give up everything. Even the woman, the widow woman with the two mites, she didn't have much to give. She didn't have a tenth to give of nothing. And so what did she do? She gave him all that she had. Hallelujah, Jesus. She had a seed in the ground, and she knew that there would be a harvest. And Jesus the Christ, he honored her gift of what she gave above everything else. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we need the mind of Christ in this season. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to be willing to lay it down for him. The very thing that you want, the only thing that you have like that, will you lay it down for God? Will you give it back to the master? Hallelujah. What we see here in this text is a supernatural divine provision. There is a ram in the thicket provided for you. Hallelujah. But Abram was deep in worship, praise God. He was going to obey God all the way. He was willing to go all the way. He didn't look around to see where, how God was going to provide it. He was too busy in obedience, his worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. The angel had to interrupt him. Oh, yes, he did. Beloved, this is how your provision is coming. It's coming supernatural and divine. It's going to appear at the right moment. It's going to be a ram in the thicket. You're going to have to hear the voice of the angel in order to get it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Incline your ear to the voice of God in this season. Stay connected. Let your spirit respond to God every moment of the day. That is spirit and truth worship. We know that Abraham was in a posture of worship because in the midst of the sacrifice, he heard the voice from heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. He heard the voice of the angel. Lay not a hand on him or do nothing unto him, because just as you prophesied, see, Abraham was a prophet. The Bible said that Abraham was a prophet, and he prayed for Emma Malik, and Abraham was a prophet, and he prayed for Pharaoh. I said Abraham was a prophet. Praise God. He was the friend of God. God put Abraham in his business. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, can you believe like Father Abraham? Can you obey like Father Abraham? Can you lay it all down like Father Abraham? This wasn't the first time Abraham
Faith was tested, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was decade after decade after decade that God tried Abraham's faith. Sometimes we're going through things, and our faith is being tried. But are we speaking the right thing? Are we speaking trusting God? Are we trustworthy? Hallelujah, Jesus. God tried Abraham when he told him to leave your family, leave the riches, leave the people that you know, and go to a place that I will show you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some people would say blind faith, but I would say that Abraham's faith had sight, and Abraham walked by faith, because the faith that he had sight, and his steps was being ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody don't understand that type of walk, but this is the walk, and this is the life that God has called you to. You got to believe him all the way. You got to be willing to lay it all down. Abraham's faith was tried again. Hallelujah, Jesus. When his men strived, hallelujah, with the men, hallelujah, of Lot, they herdsmen were striding against one another. And he told Lot, choose the part of the land that you want. And Lot chose the better part of the land. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even though God blessed Abram with the land, Lot chose the better part of the land. But the Bible said that when Abram began to walk on his part of the land, when he separated himself from Lot, that God began to talk to Abraham again. Beloved, your faith is going to be tried. It's going to be tried over and over again. But can you, in the midst of the trying of your faith, hold fast to the confession of faith, hold fast to the promise of God? Can you believe him anyhow? Hallelujah, Jesus. Abraham's faith was tried again, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. When he had to give up Hagar, and he had to give up Ishmael, for I heard the Bible say, your only son Isaac. God did not include Ishmael. He said, your only son Isaac. He said, the son that you love. God wants you to lay down the very thing that you love. He don't want you to love nothing more than him. Beloved, if this word is cutting you today, you can say out. If this word has cut you today, you can repent, my God, in the name of Jesus, because we want to be in right standing. We want to be postured in obedience. We want to be postured in worship with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. And God, in Abraham's faith, was tried again. Praise God, when he had to give up his only son. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, there will be a trying of your faith, but how will you weather in the storm? But this message came to bring you a provision. This message came to order your steps. Praise God. This message came to strengthen and encourage you. This message came to expand you, to enlarge you, to increase your capacity. Amen. This message today is your abundance. Oh, yes, you can make it through. You can lay it down. You can give God a total surrender. Amen. You can trust him all the way. He is a trustworthy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I heard the Bible say that the blessings of the Lord is already yea and amen. Praise God. Can you believe him like Father Abraham? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And verse 13 says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said to this day, in the Lord, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be done. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing
I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and they and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Beloved, this is what I'm talking about, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that in blessing, I will bless thee. Amen. Abraham had to move in obedience to God. Abraham had to surrender all. He had to give up the very thing that was going to bring about, amen, praise God, his heritage, praise God. Hallelujah, the very promise of God that Abraham has to lay down. Beloved, I come to tell you today that you are graced to lay down the promise. You are graced to give it back to God. You are graced to commit. Some of us, we have to give our kids back to God. Amen. Praise God. Some of us, we just go and do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said, if you would just give them back to me. Praise God. Lay them down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't love them more than you love me. Praise God. Don't let them take you astray. Don't let them make you bend. Don't let them make you throw in the towel. Don't let them make you enter into unbelief. Praise God. Some of us, we're going to do with the blessing of marriage. Praise God. But God is telling you, lay it down, praise God. Hallelujah. Give it back to me. Amen. And when you obey me, amen, that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thy seed. Amen. God said, in you giving me back what I have given unto you, I will bless you forevermore. I will multiply your blessings. Amen. I will multiply them so good that you can't even count it. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of blessing that I'm looking for. I'm looking for life and life more abundantly. I'm looking for abundance overlap, praise God. For poverty is not a part of our language, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, I proclaim this blessing over your life. Hallelujah. Even as you are laying down, amen, hallelujah, the very thing that you was loving more than God, the very thing that you was holding tight of, amen, praise God, the very thing where unbelief was abiding, amen, we bind the spirit of unbelief today in the name of Jesus by the blood. We cancel the assignment of unbelief in your life in the name of Jesus, for God is stretching you today. He is expanding you today. He's increasing your capacity today. He's taking you up out of the prison of unbelief. Unbelief is a prison, praise God. Greed is a prison, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you're going to be able to do it by faith. Why? Because the provision of the Lord is upon you. The provision of the Lord is upon you. Faith come by hearing, and by hearing of the word. The enlargement of God is upon you. He's enlarging you now. He's increasing you now. Oh, yes, you have the unction to function in places that you could not do before. I heard the woman of God says that she had a desire to travel but was afraid to fly. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now she's flying for 16 hours. God delivered her up out of the prison of fear. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He increased her. Amen. Praise God. She got a testimony of increased capacity. She got a testimony of enlargement. God has taken her out of her restriction. He put her in a large room. Praise God. Enter into your large room. Come on and bless the Lord. And enter into your large room. Bless the Lord. Lay it down like Abraham did. And enter, hallelujah, Jesus, into your wealthy place. Do it today, praise God. Unmute your phone and bless the Lord this morning. Unmute your phone and say, here I am, God. Unmute your phone and tell him I'm willing to obey, Lord. Unmute your phone, hallelujah. Tell him, if you open up my mouth, God, if I open up my mouth, will you fill it? Unmute your phone today. When I give my offering today, I'm giving it by faith. When I pay my tithes, it's not about what I got left. For you are my provision. I'm walking by faith all the way. Body may be aching in pain, but I believe you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give my limbs and my extremities, oh God. I lay them down to your service this morning. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, I thank you for the blessing in blessing me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for exponentially multiplying it, oh God, that I can't even number it, oh God. I'm not even going to try to number it. You want to bless the Lord this morning. God is shifting your lens. He's shifting your focus. He's shifting your perspective. You won't see it the same after today.
today. Beloved, the light has come. The glory of God is upon you. This is your season. Receive the blessing of the Lord. I said the blessing that maketh rich and add no sorrow. Receive it in the name of
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This is your portion. Hallelujah. Grace to lay it down. Grace to give it all to God. Grace, that you may obtain what he has for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. We're not holding back in this season, but we are plowing forward. We are plowing forward. The plow is moving forward, and our hand is on the plow. We're not turning back. We're not looking back. We're not reverting back. We're not going backwards, praise God. But we are moving forward, and our hand is on the plow. We're going forward to see what the end would be, praise God. Beloved, in this message, you have received your provision. Amen, of abundance. Amen, praise God. God is preparing you. He is telling you your faith is going to be tried. He's telling you you are going to go through some things. Amen. Hallelujah. But can you stand up like the father of faith? Amen. Abraham is the father of faith. Can you stand up like him? Praise God. Hallelujah. May you trust God knowing that he is going to provide. Hallelujah. That he is your provision, beloved. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Wherever God sends you, he has your provision. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. He will provide the sacrifice. Praise God. And truth be told, he already provided the sacrifice.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. He died our death and paid our sin debt. Praise God. Hallelujah. He finished it all at the cross. Praise God. The verdict is not guilty. Hallelujah, Jesus. I could feel the glory fire burning on my feet. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, when you begin to feel the glory fire, you need to speak what you need. You need to prophesy and proclaim. Praise God. Sometimes we feel that fire and we don't know what to do with it, but that fire is the provision of God. I heard the Bible say, hallelujah, that I have baptized you with Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. He didn't say just Holy Ghost. He said Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the God that answereth by fire. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to God's name, beloved. Grab hold of your provision. On this day, through this God-breathed word, God has given you the unction to function. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's telling you in order to get, you're going to give up some things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When hallelujah. Listen, relationship is a give and take thing. We got to be present. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Covenant is twofold. We got to be active. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when God chose to bless Abraham, it was nothing that Abraham did to be blessed. God just favored him. Amen. Abraham, blessing, amen, was unprovoked. Amen. Praise God. And it could not be resisted. Nothing could stop it. Amen. Praise God. It's just because God wanted to. And that is God's mind towards you. Amen. Some of us are saying, Lord, how can you bless me, wretched am I? He said, because I want to. Praise God. I'm blessing you. Amen. He said, by myself. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. God is doing it on his own strength. Amen. Praise God. It's not about your resources. It's not about your strength. It's not about you falling short. Amen. Praise God. It's about what he chose to do for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your word that is ordering our steps. We thank you for the provision that is come forth through this word. We thank you for your people grabbing hold of this provision by faith. Oh, God, hallelujah, that they too will be trustworthy like Abraham when their faith is being tried, my God, in these last days. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Some people like to say last and evil days, but I see the goodness of the Lord in the land, praise God. I still see the provision of God, praise God, hallelujah. I still see what he is providing. He is still providing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, amen. What I love about this text, amen, praise God, it says here, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, let me just get here, that Abraham returned, before he returned to the young men that in verse 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars and of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Amen. We are the seed of Abraham by faith. Amen. Listen, sickness is an enemy to God. Amen. It's an enemy to us. Praise God. And we shall possess those gates. Amen. We shall control it. Amen. We shall bid it interest or not. Amen. We can evoke it. We can evict it. Amen. Praise God. By the power and the blessing of God that he has given unto me, so is poverty. Praise God. Poverty should not be living where we shall be wealthy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said that you shall possess the gates of your enemies. You have to know how to proclaim those things that are bringing lack, an enemy. Amen. Praise God. You are an enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You shall possess the gates. God will give you the opportunity that you can either allow it or not. He said, what you bind in the earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose in the earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, walk out your authority. Amen. Praise God. That God has given unto you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, we thank God this morning for this God-breathed word. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to release the line this time to Mother Roberts. Amen. Praise God that she can do the altar call this morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is part of the service where the ones that want to get saved could participate in it. I'm going to read two scriptures to you all. One will be coming from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And the next scripture that I'll be reading is coming from Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses is made unto salvation. For this scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to repeat this prayer after me. This is for the ones that want to be saved and for the backsliders that want to come back to God. Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died on the cross for my sins. I'm asking you to forgive me, God. And I'll serve you the balance of my life. In Jesus' name. And if you don't have a church home, you could come over here to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We'd be glad to have you here. And for the backsliders, you also is welcome. And I welcome you right now, backslider, because we are so happy to have you back. We are like the angels in heaven rejoicing that you came home.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that altar call. Yes, all of heaven is rejoicing, and we that have feet in the earth, we have to learn how to do what heaven is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to praise like heaven and rejoice like heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank God for every soul whose heart is pricked from the hearing of this message. For every soul that will repeat the sinner's prayer, beloved, I tell you, in the older days, amen, praise God. When I say older days, I'm not saying too old, but when I was in my youth, amen, we would see people that were saved walk to the altar because they would break the ice.
Because
no one wanted to be first, amen, praise God. So sometimes you will hear people, God, strategically repeat the sinner's prayer, amen, to make it easy for someone else to be able to come forth, amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost may lead you in that way,
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because nobody wants to be first. And sometimes we have to touch someone and take their hand and let them know, I'll walk with you. Amen. Praise God. Yes. I'll repeat it with you. Amen. And so we're not physically meeting. And so it's not like we could take a hand. Amen. Yes. But we could step forward and begin to confess. Amen. Praise God. Because sometimes people don't want to do it alone. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I believe that that too is the love of God. Amen. Yes. Praise God. So just be mindful, praise God. Amen. And sometimes we're just repenting because there's a need. Amen. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's all right, too. As many times as it takes that you make sure that you are in right standing with God, nobody is looking at you. Nobody is looking at you. Sometimes we think people are looking at us. Ain't nobody looking at you, beloved. This is your salvation. Amen.
Amen.
People ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. This is your salvation. You want to make sure that you're in right standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to choose God over everything else. That's what this message said today. Choose God first. Choose him over everything else. Surrender all unto him. Amen. Our salvation, is not subject to man. It's about a father to son relationship. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Abraham spoke to his father, and Abraham spoke to his son, and his son spoke to him. We saw a father and son relationship. We saw Isaac trust Abraham, and we saw him go willingly. Amen. As a lamb to the slaughter, he was a type Christ, just as Christ did. So did Isaac. Amen. Praise God. Trusted all the way. And so our children are watching us. Amen. Are we willing? Amen. Praise God. Are we being obedient? Praise God. Sometimes we see disobedience in our home because we are being disobedient. Amen. Don't think they ain't watching you. Don't think they are watching you. Amen. Listen, it rolls from the head on down. Praise God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I thank God for everyone that have come to the service on today. Amen. Praise God. We want to be able to give you all this one enough opportunity. Amen. To give. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to proclaim God's blessing upon all of you that are giving. Amen. Praise God. The blessing of abundance, the blessing of enlargement. You don't have to fear. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about where your next meal or where your next dime or dollar is coming from. Amen. For Jesus Christ, he is the source of it all. Amen. When we truly believe that he is the source of every resource, we can give freely. It takes us out of a scared place. We don't have to operate in a scared place. Amen. Because we are liberated. We don't have to operate from a place of bondage. Amen. Because we are liberated. Amen. Praise God. And we want you to be free in the liberty that God has given unto you. Amen. The Cash App, again, is $CSDC12, beloved. Amen. The church bell, the email is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ask that you do it by faith, because without faith you cannot please God. Sometimes we come to the service and we purposely say that we don't have it to give. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, the Lord shall provide. Amen. He provided the ram in the thicket for Abraham. Amen. Our sight is not upon what we have in the bank account or the lack thereof, but where our sights are is on the supernatural divine provision moving by faith. Abraham had to be willing to give something to get something. God exponentially multiplied his blessing. He didn't just bless him. He said, in blessing you, I'm blessing you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There was blessing on top of blessing. That was multiplied blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so just let God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Posture yourself in obedience to be blessed. Amen. May he bless you from the right to the left. May you break out in blessings. Amen. Praise God. May every time you turn around, what you see is that God just keep on blessing you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. May that be the Lord's provision for you. Eternal Father, we give this offering unto you now, that you may bless it, that you may multiply it, that it can be used for your service, oh God, as you see fit, oh God. We're not concerned about your business with your leaders, oh God, but we are concerned about your business with us. Amen. Praise God. And your business with us is that we give of our substance and our resources, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your faith upon your people, oh God, that they can give.
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I proclaim the blessing of the Lord upon you. The windows of heaven are open, pouring out blessings unto you that you cannot store up. Amen. God is putting you in the position of overflow. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May your vats be full and overflowing. Amen. Mm. In your giving. Amen. Praise God. Just because you have moved in obedience, you have obeyed God and gave, may your vats be full and overflowing. May the devourer in every aspect of your life be rebuked. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord according to how it is written unto you, beloved. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it and rejoice. Amen. You don't have to wait to rejoice. You can rejoice now. Why? Because we live and we operate by faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that Spices is on. Amen. Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. She is the founder and overseer of Spices Ministry. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that Margaret, Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, amen, praise God. She is the founder and overseer of Kingdom Living Fellowship. They are two daughter works of CSDC, praise God, and we thank God for them being present in their service and them finding not robbery to put their hand to the plow. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And serve the mother work. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for you today. We honor you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I wanted to release the line. I don't know if there's any other leaders on. Amen. Praise God. But we would like to hear from you. Amen. Praise God. How God has blessed you. Amen. Hallelujah. Through the word today. Amen. Prophet Margaret Kavanaugh, we're going to start with you.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank the Lord for the word today. Truly, it was a needed word. We give God the glory and all the honor for the word. Continue to keep us all. Pray for me and my family. Continue as I pray for you and yours. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan, the Spices.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle, thank you, my God, for that awesome message on today. Glory to God. I just thank God because, like the woman of God said, a much needed word. And I just love the Lord so. Glory to God that every time I hear him inspiring us, because he loves us so. So I get excited. I get excited, and I'm still excited. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord for blessing you to bless us on today. So we never know where God is going to take us, but we got to maintain that faith. And I say it all the time, without faith, because that's what the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. So I thank him. Glory to God for giving me faith over 40 years ago, but sometimes it still get hard.
Amen.
But he inspires
us. He inspires us to keep on keeping on in the Lord. So I thank you for the word of God. Thank you for everyone being on the line with us today to hear that word and to be like David, hide it in our heart. So throughout the week, hallelujah, even the month, we won't give up. We yet be holding on it.
God.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Love it. Amen. Like Apostle Eartha Wright said, we have to hold fast to the confession of faith. Amen. Praise God. Because God is intentional when he gives us what he gives us. Amen. We're going to need it. If you didn't need it right now, there's something coming that you're going to need it for.
Amen.
Amen. So God is preparing you. We have to. God will make you ready. Amen. He shall finish the good work that he started. The Holy Ghost within us is preparing us. Amen. This is why the fellowship is so important. Praise God. We thank God for the motherboard and all the saints that is present and everyone in their respective places. I just want to open up the floor before we go, if anyone wants to share who name that I didn't call. Amen.
Praise God this morning. This is Mother Harris. Praise God. I just want to tell everyone we're still trying to sell the fruit for the raising of money for the motherboard. And would people please just put the word out or connect family together. Glory to God to really help us out, because my desire, you know, it don't have to be extreme, but to at least put forth the effort so we can get used to doing things and doing them together as a family. And right now, the mothers, you know, this is a goal for us. It's not even so much of a goal. I just want to see the participation, praise God. You know, two or three can get together and buy one little thing, but please, please send family the link and so they can look over, praise God. But I will tell you, if you want to buy two cartons of anything, they're charging you for each crate. So I figured out myself. I said I'll buy one time and one another to keep it, you know, so it won't be so much at one time. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I praise God on today, and I praise God for my church family. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for that announcement. Amen, beloved. And we are family. The Holy
Amen.
Spirit has bound us together, God has said it is so. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And I believe the report of the Lord. And so we have to posture ourselves and act like family. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Said it, and I believe it. Amen. And that Amen. Settles it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to get very family-like. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else to share in this morning?
I just want to thank God for the lesson for the word on today, because without faith, we can't please God. And I just thank God because you talked about obedience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you come out to Sunday school, you enjoy Sunday school, because all this month is talked about obedience. Because when we have obedience, mm-hmm. when we obey God, we respect Him, we honor Him, we showing Him that we love Him and that we're willing mm-hmm. to obey Him. And I thank God for the vision that Apostle Asia Francis gave us, that she got from God, and we can, you know, continue using that vision and give it to someone else. And I just thank God for Genesis 22 today. In
amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, mother. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm, glory God. Hallelujah. Genesis 22, pray. I thank God for Genesis. Listen, I thank God for Genesis 22, the book of origination. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. And I thank God. Ain't nothing new up under the sun. We ain't going through nothing new, beloved. I thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, Mother Barbara. She said, I thank God for Genesis 22. Genesis 22 is working. It's working. It's working in your heart. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Let it work. Let it work in your heart. Let it work in your heart. Hallelujah. Meditate upon it. God, do it in me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Amen. That's sharing. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God, beloved. If there is no one else, praise God, I'm going to release the line, amen, to Minister Mother Harris. Amen. Praise God that
amen.
She can close us. Praise God. I'm going to shift for a minute. Amen. Sister Diana, are you still on? Is Sister Titiana still on? Minister Mother Harris, will you close us out in prayer? Praise God.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God, everyone. I thank God for everything, everybody that's present. And the
Amen.
Word will say, may the Lord watch. The
point
and the glory to God.
Amen.
While we're absent. Run mm-hmm. from another. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus',
Jesus
name.
Jesus name. Amen and amen.
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 Thank
God
you.
Be loved.
God be loved.
God be loved.
God be loved.